Here's a thought I'll title, Dwayne Michaels and the Question. There are a number of reasons to love the work of Dwayne Michaels, but one of the reasons I love Dwayne Michaels' work is because it's so different than so much of photography. Most photographers, fingers pointing back at me on this one, most photographers use the medium to make a statement, to show us something, to tell us something. It's that business about camera as transporter that will take us someplace in the universe and in time to show us something that we couldn't see for ourselves. So that puts the photographer in the position of knowledge, of wanting to share, of being some sort of expert or at the very least sensitive being. This is the philosophy that the primary purpose of photography is to show and tell. Dwayne Michaels, on the other hand, uses image and text to do something completely different. He doesn't tell us nearly as often as he asks questions. He encourages us with each of these questions to question ourselves, to use wonderment rather than certitude as the basis for so many of his images. The first thing you encounter when you see a bit of work by Dwayne Michaels is the fact that he uses text and images with equal aplomb. That is to say, he understands the graphic capabilities of text as well as the comprehension and the meaning behind the text. And oftentimes, the text itself is not just a means to point us to something that we wouldn't necessarily see on our own, but he literally asks a question in the text to make sure that we're seeing what he intends us to see, to give us a bit of a puzzle, to show us sometimes pretty dramatically how our assumptions about his images are wrong. It's all about the question. Compare that, for example, to an Ansel Adams photograph. Ansel Adams goes to Yosemite. He doesn't ask us any questions about Yosemite. As a matter of fact, he shows us Yosemite, and our reaction is often how lucky it was for him to be there at that time. Wish I could have been there and seen what he saw, and maybe even made the same photograph that he made. But it goes even farther than that. Ansel Adams and that school of photography not only show us something, but oftentimes they tell us what to think about them. Nothing wrong with that other than it's a different approach than the Dwayne Michaels approach. When Ansel Adams photographs Yosemite, he not only shows us the beautiful, pristine views of nature, but he's making a statement about that pristine nature and our responsibility to preserve it and protect it and care for it and etc. So there's a philosophy behind it that's also a statement, not a question. Dwayne Michaels' photographs often boil down to, who are you? What do you think you see here? Why should this moment be important to you? And one of the implications of the difference between asking and telling is that asking asks much more participation from the viewer. You can't just look at a Dwayne Michaels photograph and move on. He encourages you with the questions to stop and think and even answer the question, or at the very least become aware that there is a question, where so often the kind of photography that shows tells us, and once you get it, you're done. You move on. You either agree, you disagree, you appreciate it. But the purpose of those kinds of photographs is not to get us to linger and wonder and ask ourselves questions, but rather to accept or reject the premise of the photographer. So it's a completely different premise about making and looking at photographs. And I find the Dwayne Michaels approach of asking questions to be an incredibly engaging kind of photography that is much more complex and at the same time much more captivating. I wish I was better at this myself, but at least I have Dwayne Michaels to look up to as inspiration for his entire career in photography.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.